Is your business stuck in one spot, struggling to grow? Our 8-week ProFit Business Accelerator at winninggym.com/grow has your back. Sign up now for easy wins. No more struggle, just straight growth. You've got this. Now let's head on back to the show.
You are listening to the Built to Grow podcast, delivering the knowledge in all things fitness business. We help gym owners win. Here are your hosts, Tim Lyons and Randy Engston.
All right, welcome back to the Built to Grow podcast. I'm your host, Tim Lyons, joined today in the green shirt by Randy Engston.
Green, yeah. How we doing?
Verde.
Yeah.
Palo Verdes. Those are the name everywhere. Of a tree. That's the name of a tree out here in Arizona. It's called the Palo Verde.
Yeah, they're real fun. Go trim those branches. You'll really
with
have
the,
a great...
With the yellow? In the green bark?
And the thorns?
Get you.
It'll get you. Everything in Arizona. Yeah, if you ever visit Arizona, don't touch a bug, don't touch an animal, or touch the plant, because all of them are trying to kill you. But if you avoid all that, it's a beautiful place.
Beautiful. Beautiful. All right, let's talk about semi-private training being a premium product. And the reason this comes up is because the types of prices that you should be charging for your product are reflective in a few things. Number one, what you value the damn thing to be. I find this kind of like counterintuitive in some ways. Gym owners, personal trainers, they look at fitness is easy. It's second nature. It's what you do. It's just like, yeah, I can train myself. I work out. So inherently kind of devalue what you're selling to the consumer because to you, it's easy. Like, hey, I go lift every day. You know, I've been lifting since I was 12 years old or whatever it is. But the consumer, on the other hand, the reason they're coming to see you is that it's very hard for them.
Yeah, it's a solution to a serious problem.
It's a big problem that they're having, and you can't devalue what you're selling to the end consumer because you feel like it's an easy thing to do. It's very difficult to the consumer, sure. Right? That's the whole point. That's why the obesity is so high. Just if people just worked out all the time, because working out is free, guys. Let's be honest. Yeah. They wouldn't need you. You wouldn't exist, right? So the fact that you have a gym full of people that all need your help, you need to understand that what you sell is valuable.
Yes.
You're changing lives. You're saving people. You're helping, putting muscle on, reversing disease, aging, movement, all of the things that you do in your facilities.
Well, to that point, before we go too far, that's where the value is in what the solution provides, not a workout. And I think that's a big difference too, right? The workout's easy for us. The workout's easy for the trainer. The workout is what they think the deliverable is. The solution is what we're selling.
Right.
And that's obviously we'll get into that, but that's where the perceived value and the value of what you bring to the table truly lies, not 45, 50 minutes with you in a train. You know what I mean?
In sweat.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So that's the first thing is your mindset over here needs to be like, okay, well, what we do is valuable. We need to charge accordingly. The value of what we provide is exponential to the consumer. Exponential. Like how can you put a value on feeling better and living longer and getting off of medicine? You know, like what's the value?
More than anybody's actually paying. That's the bottom line.
Reversing disease. Yeah. You know, like, the amount of money people spend on, prescription drugs to solve like the symptoms of their problems when fitness is the solution, right?
To the actual problem, not just the symptom, right?
Right. So that's the first thing we need to understand. The other thing is this, like, listen, guys, you know, if you're a large group training gym and you're getting like pushback for being $229 a month. And it's like, you know, that's like the top of your market. And then we're over here saying semi-private should be $400, $500, $600 per month. And you might be thinking we're crazy. Two things you have to understand. One is the person that's going to buy semi-private training is not the person that's balking about $200.
Correct.
For large group training.
Yep.
It's just, there's two different people.
Yep.
And then the other thing is what you deliver in your large group versus your semi-private training are night and day different. Okay, so it's not like we're just charging more for the same thing with less people.
Correct.
we're charging more for a premium product, a premium experience. And that's what we're talking about in this episode. Like, how do you make semi-private such a premium experience that there's no question the value is in $450, $500 per month?
And they don't have the ability, because of what's being done in the experience itself, to compare it to the value of a large group training.
Correct. So let's look at the commodity of large group training, for example. Large group training, class-based models, metabolic conditioning is a one-size-fits-all-esque style, one-to-many training model.
Sure.
That's what it is. You get one coach, 10, let's call it 10, 8 to 12 people, high heart rate. Everybody's doing very, very similar workouts. Maybe it's as many reps as possible. Maybe it's timed. Maybe it's, like circuit-based, body weight, functional training. That's, you guys know what I'm talking about. Like, but to the consumer, they can go and look at your Burn Boot Camp, Barry's Boot Camp style, your, you know, Joe's Gym's Metcon, team training, class-based, booty blast, you know, Super Sweat XR 9000. And they can go over here to the big box gym and look in that room and see, you know, 20 ladies jumping up and down on a box or a little step up aerobic thing and dancing and sweating. And they say those are the same.
And that's included probably in a $50 general access membership, right? Drop unlimited classes with your membership.
Yeah, correct. And the consumer who's uneducated in what you do versus what they do can look at it and say, oh man, that's the same. Everything's a class.
Yep.
And that's why in semi-private, we do not use the word class for a very specific reason. We don't want to be put in the same red ocean as large group and class-based models. And so in these class-based models, the consumer's bouncing around and they're seeing a bunch of sweaty people working out in a room over here in this gym for $229, another bunch of people sweating in this room for $99, and then the big box for $59. If you all offer fitness, nutrition, accountability, class-based, metabolic, high fives and sweat, you're going to the cheapest place.
Yep.
As a consumer.
Yep.
Or the most convenient.
Well, and then you have things like ClassPass, Groupon, all of these hubs that are offering the trials, offering, just drop-ins and things like that, to where all of that's fighting what we talk about bringing in that monthly recurring long-term relationship.
Fighting.
And if you think about it, I mean, like, how many large group gyms are still using those things to try and find more people, but then have no real ability to keep or retain them?
Here's a question. Anybody that's listening to this, ask yourself this question. The ClassPass people, how many of them sign up for a long-term membership with you? You probably count them on one hand. Sure. It's like 5%, if that. Maybe they fall in love with your product, that one coach that's just awesome, and they sign up. They're like, you know what? This is actually the most fun. I've tried 10 places. This is the one right around the corner from my house. I'm going to stick it out here, and maybe. But 95% of those people aren't ever coming back, or they'll pop in and out. And listen, like, that's a different consumer.
Mm-hmm.
That's typically a younger, they just don't want to be tied down to anything. They want the flexibility, you know, and they want to try different things. And cool, that's fine for that person. But like, it's going against recurring revenue in lifestyle clientele.
Yep.
Like, that's just what it is.
Yeah.
So it's really not, it's hurting you more than it's helping on every level.
Yeah, absolutely.
So,
And devaluing.
So here's another. I was over here at this grocery store over here, and I was driving by F45, and on the window, free week, like, it's in a decal, like, into the, you know, like the graphics in the window.
Yeah.
Free week. Try us out. Come in for a free week. Free. And it's a very commoditized, transactional, widget. We're buying a widget. I'm buying a thing here for a week.
I think about it like today's workout. You know what I mean? Like, you wake up, you say, oh, I want to be hot and sweaty. Which of these locations do I want to, kind of hot and sweaty workout do I want to go do? It's not part of a long-term program we design intentionally around semi-private.
So all things considered, everything I just said about large group definitely pushes it into a transactional, low price point style membership. And so, yeah, $229 is pushing the limit. You are going to hear that because of the product and the people that are attracted to that product, or the marketing that your product attracts is that person. Well, just know that that is not the same person as semi-private. Semi-private training clients tend to be a little bit older in age, right? 50-ish,
sure,
whatever. Our average client is in their 50s, skews female, not as high as it used to be. It's like, you know, it's almost right down the middle. It might be 5-8% different. Okay. They're executive levels or retired or, you know, they're higher affluence in general. They're grounded. They're not going anywhere. Yeah, typically, yeah. They're in the job they're going to be in, or they're married to the person they're going to be married to, and they're in the house they're going to live in for a while. They're not transient in general. Now, yes, do you have clients that move? Of course. But it's not typically because they're starting a new life somewhere
or
else.
Or affluent enough to have multiple homes.
Or that's the other thing. Yeah, they got three different homes, yep, and they're in that. Okay, so you're looking at a different type of person that is attracted to more customized, personalized attention with definitely their own program that's displayed on a screen like we do in semi-private pro. But like that alone drives towards premium.
Mm-hmm.
And I hear this argument all the time about the word semi-private versus the word small group personal training. Like, what is the two difference? Like, I'm very clear cut. Semi-private for us, it puts you over in the private training conversation. Small group puts you in the group training conversation, and that's really the end of the story.
Yeah.
I mean, you can call it whatever you want. We specifically call it semi-private, and it's one coach to six clients, custom programming. So this is our scalable semi-private model. The client doesn't pick the coach, they pick the time. We have every hour on the hour, very, very, you know, convenient. So that's the other thing. You need to make it easy for you to do business with you. If you've got a 6:15 and a 9:30 and a 4:45 semi-private, or what you might call small group personal training, well, like, that's not convenient, dude.
Or only available, you know, Tuesdays and Thursdays, or I've seen all sorts of different ways. It's hard to make it.
And so asking somebody to pay a premium price coming out of your large group training, you got a Tuesday and a Thursday and maybe a scattering of times, and you're asking them to pay double. Yeah, you're not going to get that person to do that. It's not valuable enough. But if you can explain to the consumer your entire model set up in a way where every client gets a custom program. We train our clients every hour on the hour from 5 a.m. till 7 at night or 8 at night. Unlimited training. We want you to come in as much as possible. We record all your rep sets and weights. We gamify all of your programming. We celebrate your wins. We have these specific milestones, and we have in-body, and we have stretch therapy, and we've got, like, you know, nutrition coaching programs built into these, you know, all of this stuff. Is not a free week workout.
And the program itself. I mean, even just the programming, yes, today's workout is individualized, and it's in front of you and things like that, but that workout has the next handful of years worth of methodology behind it, right? It's not just, what did that coach decide today to go have the people do, to get a workout.
That's another point. And here's something, honestly, we've had that forever, but what we just learned is our clients didn't realize had until we actually explained it to them through a 30-minute video, and we have a whole infographic now, and we have handouts, and we speak to it. We were sending them emails.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, what do you get? 40% open rates? Like, they're not reading it anyway. They don't understand what we're talking about. We talk about the program methodology in our starting point consultations, of course, but that they're not thinking about that. They're thinking about what to wear the next day. Yeah. Like, am I going to be sore? It goes in one ear, out the other. While we felt like we were doing a great job, we obviously weren't.
Mm-hmm.
And so we fixed that. Like, just like we say, you know, like, you could be around for 10 years and think you're doing a great job, and there's always room for improvement. So we put together an infographic to show the cycles, periodization, what phase, why this phase, what that means. And then we make a big deal about every time there's a new phase. We have them come in and hit their in-bodies. It's like a cycled program, and they know it now.
Yes.
And they see the value in it now, and they will pay $538 a month to be here for 15 years.
Yeah.
Imagine a place where growth is the only option and where challenges become opportunities. Welcome to the Iron Circle, the epitome of business acceleration personal growth, and professional camaraderie. Across the country, from every corner of the fitness industry, business owners just like you have found their tribe.
And when you really think about putting these 30 heads together, it was probably 200-300 years of gym owner experience.
Here, we dream big and execute bigger. Our members speak of breakthroughs, of transformations, of stepping out of their comfort zones to redefine success.
We just had our highest month ever since almost 7 years in business. We're close to $46,000.
We've turned isolation into community, uncertainty into solid action plans, and struggles into growth.
We can attract those prospects, convert them to clients, have them raving about the experience of your services, even referring other clients, all while you're sleeping.
And for you to get the support and the knowledge and the experience to just accelerate up and beyond that, that's the ultimate hack.
Because together, we are more than gym owners. We are visionaries. We are pioneers. We are the Iron Circle.
Visit ironcircle.net to apply.
What you just mentioned, I mean, that's the difference between most gyms doing the work and then or communicating about the work that's being done, right? If you're doing custom individualized programming and you don't have semi-private pro, do your clients even know that their program's different than the other person next to them? Or, you know, are you guys even, is it even shown or visible in any other way, right? So and this is where perceived value really comes into play, right? What is the perception the marketplace or the consumer, your client, has around the value you bring to the marketplace? It could be the most valuable, right? You could have the most proprietary, you could have a scientific breakthrough in programming that nobody's ever freaking heard of. Mm-hmm. But if you've never spoken about it and told and educated your clients, right, it has zero value in their zero eyes. Value.
It's wild. It's wild. But it makes sense, right?
It does, sure.
I always say, I don't know if this is even relevant, but I always say, like, you could have Michael Jordan speaking in your gym tomorrow, but if nobody knows about it, like, nobody's coming,
yeah,
right? But if you announce all that, like, it's a big deal, right? And I like Michael Jordan.
Yeah, he's a goat.
The goat.
I'm not even having that conversation with anyone.
Don't even
That's
start.
A win.
Don't even start. Yeah, you're a Chicago guy.
Yeah. Oh,
you're
yeah.
a Chicago guy.
I said, I watched those games. I remember, yeah, not even the same game anymore.
Yeah, no doubt. Performance. So. Yeah.
Well, I mean, speaking of performance, I wanted to tell you something. I've been hitting that magic mind for like the last month now. And
yeah.
Well,
I love that.
I mean, like, you know, everyone listening, like, we're always looking for the edge. We're always looking for the next thing. Like,
right.
I've used a lot of supplements, and I don't put my name on a lot of stuff because I just don't stand by it.
Right.
This is one that hands down has changed, like, the focus throughout the day when we're dragged in a million places and things like that. It's good, clean focus.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not in the jittery stuff of grabbing energy drinks and high sugar garbage and all that stuff. It's crisp.
Yeah. How you feeling?
I love it. I mean, I will not. I start my day every day. First thing I do, get up, go to the fridge, grab one.
Yep. I've been doing it for years, so yep. I know what you're saying. I'm afraid to stop taking it because I feel, obviously, when I first started taking it, I felt amazing, right?
Yep.
Like, everything's sharp, I'm focused, I'm getting more stuff done. But now it's every day.
You set the standard.
So now my bar, the bar's been yeah. raised, guys. So anyways, guys, we hooked up with these guys at Magic Mind. They want to hook you up with a deal. We got it in the show notes. It's up to 48% off of your first purchase, 20% off of your first subscription, and we have a 20% off deal for you if you use Tim Lyons 20. We'll throw that in the show notes. It's magicmind.com, I think, /Tim Lyons 20, or the code will get you there either way. But go grab some. I want to hear your feedback on this stuff because it's pretty instantaneous. It's like within a week, right? A couple days.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, you'll like, I definitely noticed the first handful, like, you know what I mean? But the consistency.
I got them right here. Bam. So anyways, they're the little shot guys. It's super convenient to already take mine this morning, but you know.
Same.
Don't want a double dose. I don't want to be too freaking good.
Too dialed. Tim's seeing noises.
Yeah, I'm seeing noises. I'm smelling sights. I'm smelling things. It's good stuff, guys. Go grab yourself. The link will be in the show notes. We'll put the code in there for you. And I'd love to hear your feedback on that when you get it. So anyways, yeah, that's the performance side. And so the deal with educating our clientele made all the difference.
Yep.
So now, like, they walk up and they look at the board. It was the wildest thing. We were installing it and they're like, oh
yeah. The first guy that came up to me when I was prepping it to hang it, I was like, you know, I was explaining what it was and he was just kind of looking over. He's like, oh yeah. He's like, but this is where it was cool. He goes, oh, I saw that email. I read that email. And so now it's congruent, right? The message that he received here is what he sees when he walks in the gym. We're just reinforcing the fact that there is intentionality around our programming, anchoring some more value. Totally. Show. And again, I guess it's not just to be able to sell a higher price point. It's the true value of what we bring to the table, right? And this is the difference between walking into a large group training facility and having today's workout designed by the trainer who, you know, didn't, he's thrown it together on the fly just to get people hot and sweaty. Is that the same benefit that somebody's going to get versus having a program that's intentionally designed around the longevity and the true growth of that individual, just today's.
And it's customized individually to every movement pattern. It's insane. So like I was explaining this to a gym owner yesterday, because we're working with him to switch to Scalable Semi-Private. And he was kind of hung up on the program. I'm like, dude, you get Semi-Private Pro with this deal. And we got into the weeds with it a little bit. And he's like, oh, fuck, you can feel the weight coming off. And he's like, oh, this is it. Nobody has this in my area. Now I can show my clients a clear difference between the two deliverables. And that's really what we're trying to get to.
Yeah.
We're trying to get to a premium product. It's not all about throwing the bells and whistles into it. It's literally the delivery systems around Semi-Private that make all the difference.
Yeah.
Especially the I think by just literally having the names on the screen and they looking at the two workouts being completely different between the two. And from the coach's side of the fence, it's very easy to be able to scale across six clients because the weight of the burden of the delivery of it's on the screen.
Yep.
It's just this like one extra step. And guys, we've got proprietary unique mechanisms built into the software that allows you to market to the market, and nobody can compete with you because nobody has that. And that's really where we're going. It's not a free week. It's not a workout of the day. It's not a bunch of people doing the same thing in a sweaty room in the back of an industrial freaking garage roll-up door. It's
not the next marketing hook or challenge or whatever that's going to change your business.
It's literally a premium product, scalable semi-private training. $350 on the low end, $650-ish on the high end. We've worked with some gyms closer to $700 and $800 and, you know, in Hollywood area and stuff like that. But I feel like a really clear, clean price point, at least for us, is being about $100 a week. $99 a week is really clean. It's easy sell. We do things in weeks here. They can do terms. There's a whole like training on this stuff with our, Switch to Semi. That's our whole coaching program. And it makes it clear, crisp, concise value. I get it. They can see it. There's a methodology. It's everybody's doing something different. It's coaching. It's scalable. It's adjusting movement pattern scores and changing workouts in real time. It's all of the above. Aha, I get it. I see it. I'll pay for that. That's really what we're getting to. Going back to the front end of that Semi-Private, you don't need to discount that.
No.
You don't need to give a free week away. In fact, we don't want you to give a free week away. We're going to tell you a quick example about BMW. That's really going to hit home with you. This is really interesting because you brought it up and I was like, I know exactly what you're talking about. BMW, the automaker, obviously you know about them, luxury brand, right? They've got all these bells and whistles built into their vehicles that's just part of the car. That's just what you bought. Well, last year, 2022 into 2023, they said, we're not going to allow you to use the different
features
within the vehicle unless you pay a specific subscription. One of those was heated seats. So for $18 a month, you get X, Y, and Z, and you could pay for a year in front or even a lifetime for some big fees. And what do you think happened, guys? What do you think happened with the consumer? The backlash. You've established free included as your product. In a premium product. You established that, and now you're taking it away, and you're trying to get people to pay for it. They're going to get pissed.
Yes.
So what do you think is going to happen when you give away your free weeks, free 2 weeks, free trials, and then you're trying to have a premium product, and it's like, okay, we have established there's no value here because I just gave it to you for free, but I want you to pay $400 a month going forward. Good luck.
Exactly.
Right? It just doesn't, it's not congruent.
Yeah, think about the person who's walking into a general access gym. Like, what is their adoption to training? I mean,
8%.
Max. Probably in a great gym, right?
Yeah.
Well, that's because people are walking in paying $30 a month and expecting to pay $30 a month, and you're trying to sell them into a premium service, right? But they're not thinking about that walking through the door.
No.
They're thinking about $35 a month, and here I am being hit with the sales pitch for a couple hundred dollars a month or whatever, you know, type of training they're doing.
There's no congruency.
Exactly.
And, you know, sure, you can do trials. Sure, you can do paid trials and even discounted trials if you want. But you're gonna continue to have this problem when you start to discount the premium service. What we recommend is put people into a risk-free trial that is the same price as your membership. You're just not locked into anything.
Yep.
It's 2-week guarantee. If you love it or leave it, it's basically it. And there's no discount. Again, it's all in our training, whatever, but the point of the matter is like, we don't attract a bargain seeker
there
here.
You go.
Sure, price becomes an objection every so often. People can't afford the highest price. I get it. It's really funny when we get somebody that's like, oh, I thought it was $99 a month for unlimited personal training. That happens in here sometimes because they see the $99 and they don't see the week. They just assume a month. And then we've turned people into members with them coming in thinking it's $99 a month, but it's four times that. It's $99 a week. And then when you start to talk to them, and you're like, yeah, I guess you're right. Like, why was I thinking?
How could you ever stay in business for $99 a week?
We've had that conversation.
Yeah.
But it's very few and far between because we do advertise our price. It is what it is. It's our price. We have a big enrollment fee. It's a premium service. Like, we're not a commodity here. We're very premium. So
yeah, I mean, think about going to fine dining versus going to, you know, a drive through or, you know, fast food.
Golden Corral.
Golden Corral is a good example, right? Low value, lots of bodies. Mm-hmm. That's, you know, this the equivalent to like a high large group training model is just it's a revolving door. Like it's a volume play essentially, right? How many people am I going to serve today? Fine dining, they'll serve a fraction of the people and make 10 times the money.
I know.
Because of the experience included, yeah. Right? I mean, think about it. We're willing to pay for a freaking piece of meat. We will pay $80, $90, $100 for this cut of steak when you know you can get, you know, that same piece of meat for $20 if you cooked it yourself. But because of the experience and the value around all of that, mm-hmm. you're willing to pay for that experience.
Getting waited on, the experience, the ambiance, the company, the
waiters. That's what your semi-private should feel like.
Yeah.
It's like a fine dining experience.
Really, yeah. If you focus it on your product on fine dining, if you just go to fine, if you guys haven't really gone to a fine dining restaurant in a while, go, just go and just experience it. They greet you by name and they walk you to the table and they put your napkin on your, you know, like everything's, it's just a level
intentional.
Up. Yeah, everything's intentional. So think about it that way, guys. I know this is a lot to take in, and I know there's a lot to change when you're trying to go from large group to a scalable semi-private training model, but that's what we do. Okay, guys, I'm going to throw it out there. This is a pitch. Switch to semiprivate.com is the link. Go check that out, guys. We have a whole program based around it. And the honest truth is we revamped this over the last month and a half now. We were doing Switch to Semi 2.5 years ago.
Yep.
But it was too early. I honestly feel like when Zach said it, like, dude, I think we were too early because we were trying to convince people. Now people are like banging the door. Yeah. Like, dude, I got to get out of this large group training model. It's just dead.
Mm-hmm.
We have a client that we're switching right now. He said, and he's been in business 10, 12 years. He's like, I've never worked harder to make less money. I can't understand why people, like, because it's commoditized.
Yep.
The red ocean tide has definitely come to the high tide now and is blood in the water. Get the hell out of large group, guys. Come over to Switch to Semi. We got the link in the show notes. We have a whole program designed around this. We get you into the model. We move you into the scalable side of it. It's not just semi-private like you've seen before. We have a checklist, and you get a certificate based on what you do. Like, you either do it or you don't,
yep.
Right? You follow all these steps, and you move the model. Now you're in the model. Then we bring you and move you right into Accelerator. That's the scalable system side. Get your business running on systems. This is the model. Switch to semiprivate.com is the model. The Business Accelerator is the systems. And then after that, we get you past 30,000 recurring. We move you right into the iron circle and you grow. And, you know, the rest is history at that point. But we have a specific process for everything. And that's why we get so much success with the gyms that we work with. And if this is you guys, you're listening to this, you're like, crap, I think it's time. Jump on a damn call. I don't know what else to say.
Yeah.
We give away 99% of what we teach here for free. Now I'm asking you to buy something.
Yeah.
Would you damn buy something anyways, right?
Well, remember, training's free, and they're not doing that anyways. Yeah. So.
Yeah. Push-ups are free, and you're not doing that. So obviously, you guys, if you're not implementing and you're doing, even if you're doing semi-private, you're not doing scalable semi-private. There's specific reasons why some gyms that do semi-private never get off the ground. Just putting it on your price sheet and hoping for the best. Like that one gym that had like the scattered training sessions, that guy's never going to make it.
No, it's too difficult to do business with them.
You have to change. It's look, guys, none of this is easy.
Yeah.
But every single gym we work with that's done this switch, they said, God, I wish I would have done this 2-3 years ago. It's just a different life after that on the other side of that change.
And if you're afraid, I mean, understand, guys, we're here to make you more money with less work. That's the ultimate goal. And mm-hmm. so it is a phased approach, right? If you're in that model, our goal is not to just jump in there and say, hey, hit pause, delete all your revenue, no, we're going to phase you into layering this in, making this your main source of revenue, driving new business in there, converting your current clientele, winning past clients back with it. And then you'll have a point in a decision to make on, you know, am I keeping the large group around or am we going to go all in on semi-private?
Yep. And we'll bring some clients up. Maybe we'll do like a Zoom webinar. We'll bring some clients on that talked about how they did it and what they did. And there's definitely some lows.
Sure.
You're going to get some backlash. I got tons of it here. Mm-hmm. I told you about the story about Sam sending me that hate mail. Oh, Sam.
I can't even believe it, but it will happen.
I got it in the mail. We read it right here. I was like, wow, this guy really.
But that's a benefit, right? We've done this ourselves. We've taken numerous, I mean, I can't even count how many gyms we've taken through this process before. We know what you should expect. We know when that pushback's coming. We know how to navigate those conversations. And that's the difference between you going out and just throwing throwing semi-private on your list of menu options and just hoping people buy it versus having all of that knowledge of those who have done it, been in the seat, made the transition successfully. Just emulate that success. That's our goal.
That's it. All right, guys, jump on a call. That's it for this episode. Hopefully that helps you. Until next time, keep changing lives. We'll see you on the next show. Bye. All right. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Built to Grow podcast. If you want more help growing your business, join our free Facebook group, Profit Accelerator, helping training gyms grow to $30,000 a month and beyond. We'd love to see you there. Go check out the show notes for the link and keep building something great. And we'll see you in the next episode.